The FCC, along with NTIA, part of the Department of Commerce, has the responsibility for overseeing all of the airwaves, all the spectrum that's used for everything from radio to television to your wireless phone, your iPad, whatever you use it for, satellites. And what we, as an overarching goal, we try to get the spectrum to be used for its highest and best use. Sometimes that means the most commercially valuable use. Sometimes it means that there's some societal need that needs to be fulfilled, like public safety.
And you also have a mandate, and I guess it's the administration's policy, to increase the availability of broadband. And so they're looking at spectrum that could be reallocated from broadcasting to broadband for data.
That's exactly right. So all the spectrum is pretty much licensed. There's not a lot of spectrum. There's a finite amount of spectrum. There's nothing lying around that we can just pick up and say, oh, we need more spectrum for this purpose. So what we have now is a situation where the demand for spectrum that can be used for wireless devices, particularly wireless broadband, is increasing at a phenomenal rate. Everybody's got a smartphone now, it seems like, and smartphones use a lot more capacity than just a regular voice phone. And a tablet, like the iPad or one of the other tablets on the market, or a laptop being used for internet access, uses still more. So what we're seeing is a big gap between the amount of spectrum that's currently available for wireless broadband, and there's a small amount in the pipeline, and the projected demand. And so we're looking at spectrum that's currently being used for other purposes to see whether some of it could be repurposed. One candidate is the TV bands. Another candidate is one of the mobile satellite service bands, because there are multiple mobile satellite bands and they're not all being used fully.
Forgive me my naivete for this question, but the bands that you're looking at then, would that be considered white space? Is it used, unused? Is it eminent domain? How does that work?
The TV bands do have white spaces in them. So the TV bands are licensed, but because of the way the technology works, a television station that's operating on frequencies in one city can't be next to a television station in an adjacent city can't use exactly the same frequencies. And so that creates white spaces. So you can think of it sort of as a checkerboard where for every television station, there's adjacent geographic areas that are white spaces where you couldn't have any TV. Now, that goes to one of the other things that the commission's working on, which is to make sure that any spectrum that's out there is used as efficiently as possible. And so we're looking at experimental licensing, and we're looking at things called that make use of dynamic spectrum access or opportunistic use of spectrum. So we're looking at devices like the white space devices that are authorized for the television bands that are smart, know where they are and know what spectrum is being used and can find out available spectrum.
Because there seems to be a lot of debate going on among the different industries. They seem to feel that there's going to be winners and losers in this. Recently, you know, the Consumer Electronics Association had something to say, and the Broadcasters Association had something to say. So do there have to be winners and losers in the spectrum allocation effort?
Our chairman is fond of going around saying that this will be a win, 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 win. Sometimes we get up to four wins. We actually think that everybody can win in this situation. It's one of these unusual situations where we can create a lot of value. The incumbent licensees can get some of that value. New holders of wireless licenses can get that value. Some money could go to the U.S. Treasury. And overall, consumers benefit if they have better quality wireless service and they're still able to get their over-the-air television service.
We're speaking with Ruth Milkman. She is chief of the Wireless Telecommunications Bureau at the FCC. So how do you get it off the starting mark here? How do we get toward that nirvana of the four wins?
Well, the FCC has a lot of spectrum policy tools at its disposal. For this particular issue, for the TV bands, we have asked Congress for authority to do something we call incentive auctions. And the commission, as you may know, licenses its spectrum generally through auctions. So if you want a new wireless license, you have to bid for it in an auction, and that's our way of having fast, fair, and efficient licensing and also getting the licenses in the hands of the people that value them the most. But the way the current statute is set up, all the proceeds of the auctions need to go into the U.S. Treasury. Seems right. The spectrum is the public's, and so the benefits should go into that, should go to the public. But what we're talking about is asking Congress for authority to get to share a bit of the auction proceeds with the incumbent licensees. So if a broadcaster wants to share a channel with another television station, seems only fair if they're turning in some of their spectrum rights that they should get a share of the proceeds. And that would give them an incentive to use the spectrum more efficiently and also free up spectrum that could then be auctioned for wireless use.
Is everybody working from the same platform or the same level, or are certain bidders going to be allowed preferential treatment depending on what their use or needs might be?
That's a question that hasn't really gotten to the forefront yet. I think that there are some television stations that have a very high commercial value and are unlikely to want to participate. There are others that might be interested in moving to less desirable spectrum or sharing channels or even turning their frequencies in and in return for a share of the auction proceeds.
And what about the question of the market taking care of itself? In other words, if there is demand for this type of spectrum and there are people that want to buy it and people want to sell it, does the FCC need to be involved?
It would be great if we didn't need to be involved. And a lot of the time with spectrum policy decisions or repurposing spectrum, we don't need to be involved. But in this case, the way the rules are constructed and the way the broadcast television licenses are licensed, they are in this checkerboard that I described before. So it's very difficult and very risky for a commercial licensee to try to make deals with enough broadcast licensees to actually free up the kind of nationwide contiguous spectrum that wireless broadband licensees need to offer their services.
So it sounds like at this point it's in the hands of Congress before you can proceed?
That's absolutely right.